You're listening to KHUM. That was The Record Company with Rita Mae Young. Ahead of that, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with All You Can Carry and Aaron McCune with Where Did I Go in there as well. And once again, there is no tsunami threat. There is no tsunami threat for us at all due to both the earthquake we had here and then also the earthquake on the Solomon Islands either. So just so you let you know, latest no threat whatsoever, no watch, nothing. So we're golden in that regard. But anyway, there is something super awesome that is going on in town. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but you definitely need to check it out. First of all, there's going to be a March for Human Rights coming up on Saturday on over at the Labor Temple in Eureka. North Coast People's Alliance has put that on with a few people. And they're putting together in advance some nonviolent direct action trainings. Cool, to kind of organize and everybody on the same page before the protest on Saturday. And there's a nonviolent direct action training at CR today at 3:30. And then there's also a training at 9:30 before the march on over at the Labor Temple in Eureka. So go on over there and check it out and participate on the march on Saturday if you get a chance. They have some really cool stuff. And I ended up going to the nonviolent direct action training on Tuesday that they had on over at HSU and ended up catching up with CR teacher of English and concerned citizen David Holper, who was one of the organizers of this of the march and the trainings and all of that. So anyway, let's go ahead and play that interview for you.
I and a number of people wanted to organize the nonviolence training to give local citizens a means to respond to their to the situation politically without violence, and to help organize a march around the UN Charter, the Declaration for Human Rights, because it's the 10th is International Human Rights Day.
These nonviolent direct action trainings are a fabulous idea. That really gets everyone on page before a protest.
Yeah, and you know, I grew up in the 1960s in the Bay Area, and there was a lot of protests going on, and this sort of thing went on all the time. But there haven't been that many of these kinds of things lately, and I felt like this is absolutely essential. If people want to go out and protest and raise their voices or take action, they have to know how to do it nonviolently, because otherwise people get hurt, people get, you know, it can become confrontational, and we have enough violence in our community, and I want to actually promote quite the opposite, peaceful protest.
And a lot of times the message gets lost if sometimes violence is used.
Absolutely. And I've done enough reading on nonviolent direct action, and I'm familiar with Martin Luther King and Gandhi, and I've recently been reading a fellow by the name of Gene Sharp, who studied a lot of protest actions all around the world and created a manifesto called From Dictatorship to Democracy, and he explores what happens when violence is used, or what happens when negotiations are used, or what happens when nonviolent direct action is used. And his manifesto was actually used throughout the Arab Spring, and it's been widely duplicated all over the world. So I think he has a very good way to distill these ideas that to make them useful.
And there's going to be another nonviolent direct action training going on at CR at 3:30 on Thursday, and then another one right before the march on Saturday on over at the Labor Temple in Eureka.
Yeah, at 9th and E, and that'll start at 9:30 in the morning, and it'll go for an hour as well.
And then what's going to happen with the protest? You're going to start from the Labor Temple at 10:30, and then you're going to have speakers?
Well, we're going to have folks line up from 10:30 to 11, and then once we've got everything set, we'll march down E Street, and we'll go up 4th Street around the courthouse, and then come down into Old Town, and then we'll have several speakers at the gazebo, and followed after that, we'll have people go back up to the Labor Temple. We'll have a number of local and national organizations that'll be tabling. So if people who were participants in the march want to get involved in different kinds of organizations, either here locally or nationally, they can plug into those organizations. So we felt like this wasn't really about just a march to celebrate International Human Rights Day. It was also about people learning about nonviolence and how to utilize it so they can talk to one another, even when things are very tense. But it was also about getting people plugged into organizations that can help.
Getting people involved, which is...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, I think that, you know, there are all sorts of different ways to get involved in your community. And so we're just trying to promote that as well as the human rights.
Who are some of the speakers?
Renee Saucedo, who's the equity coordinator at College of the Redwoods, is going to be a speaker. And we're working on the other speaker. So I'm not 100% sure yet who the second speaker will be.
What are some of the organizations that we'll be tabling?
We'll have a representative from 350.org, which is the climate organization that Bill McKibben started. We'll have a representative, I think, from American Civil Liberties Union. We'll have somebody there from the Environmental Protection Information Center, Friends of Humboldt Houseless, Humboldt Baykeepers, Humboldt County Democrats, Move to Amend, the NAACP, North Coast Environmental Center, North Coast People's Alliance, Planned Parenthood. So we have a long list of folks. We're hoping that we'll be there tabling.
That'll be pretty cool. So people will be able to find out about a variety of organizations that make a difference in our community. Can you tell me a little bit about North Coast People's Alliance?
No, but Tamara can, and she's right here.
Sure. The North Coast People's Alliance came out of the local campaign for Bernie Sanders, and we've decided that we want to keep working together on progressive issues locally, and we'll be focusing on local political campaigns. We worked with the Austin Allison campaign and Measure P and Measure V this year, and we have plans to do more of that in the future, and also just tying in with larger movements and things that we all care about on progressive causes.
Is anyone else going to do anything in remembrance of the United Nations?
Yeah, I believe that all over the country there are marches and taking place to celebrate the UN Declaration for Human Rights, and probably, you know, in other parts of the world as well. This document, even though it's a non-binding resolution from the United Nations, contains some really important language. And I would encourage people, if you've never looked at it before, go online and just read it. It won't take you that long to read. Eleanor Roosevelt and the people who helped craft this Declaration for Human Rights really distilled some essential principles that, you know, free nations really need to get behind and support. And so we just really want to celebrate those freedoms, those, you know, human rights on that.
And you have a lot of them posted on the Facebook page.
We do, yeah.
And you give all these fabulous documents. You'll have these on the training on Thursday and then also at the training in the march on Saturday as well.
That's true. Yeah, we'll have the same sort of documents that we had today. We'll have available at the training Thursday at CR, the training at Saturday at the Labor Temple. And those documents will be available to people who didn't participate in the nonviolence training. Afterwards, we'll leave all that material available for people to pick up.
Yeah, there's tips for nonviolent direct action and the power of nonviolent direct action as written by Daniel Hunter. And it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited to share it with people.
So once again, there is that nonviolent direct action training happening today on over at CR. So go on over there and check it out. You could also show up on over at the Labor Temple in Eureka, which is at 840 E Street and about 9:30 on Saturday before the march as well for the nonviolent direct action training. This is to get everybody set on the same page before the march, and then the march will be happening, people lining up between at 10:30 and 11. So go on out and participate in that. Definitely marching for human rights. Good thing, right? Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. I'm going to go ahead and then check in on your short list, play a track from Todd Snyder, and then we'll check in with the ladies who are on over at Grocery Outlet in Fortuna as a part of the Food for People Holiday Spirit Food and Fun Drive. So make sure to check that all out. It's coming up just a few minutes. It's KHAM.